So as we move into a time of scripture before the sermon, I want to share with you that the scripture that you're about to hear is scripture that is something that we often read before on Christmas Eve. We don't often get to this part of the story, but joy is so important to focus on, and that's our focus for this morning's worship. And so I invite you to hear as you hear a couple of different selections, one from the book of Psalms, and then one as the angels proclaimed joy to the shepherds.
As she said, the scripture today has two parts to it. The first one is from the book of Psalms, the 86th chapter, verses 9 through 11. And then the second part is from the Common English Bible version. It's Luke 2nd chapter, verses 8 through 14. All the nations that you've made will come and bow down before you, Lord. They will glorify your name because you are awesome and a wonder worker. You are God, just you. Teach me your way, Lord, so that I can walk in your truth and make my heart focused only on honoring your name. Nearby, shepherds were living in the fields, guarding their sheep at night. The Lord's angel stood before them. The Lord's glory shone around them, and they were terrified. The angel said, "Don't be afraid. Look, I bring good news to you, wonderful, joyous news for all people. Your Savior is born today in David's city. He is Christ the Lord. This is a sign for you. You will find a newborn baby wrapped snugly and lying in a manger." Suddenly, a great assembly of the heavenly forces was with the angel praising God. They said, "Glory to God in heaven, and on earth peace among those whom he favors." This is the word of God for the people of God.
Well, thank you, Ben. Standing up here with you gave me the illusion that I could sing, which is far from the truth, but it was good to be up here with y'all. So we just sang about the angels and singing Gloria. Imagine for a minute if the angels behind me in the sanctuary came to life, or as we were singing that, if suddenly there were angels that joined in on our Gloria and were singing along with us. How would you feel? I hear wonderful Christian responses of amazing and joyous, but in reality, I mean, let's be honest for a minute. Truly, if an angel showed up behind me, I'd be scared to death. I mean, wouldn't you? I mean, really, we sing about them, and we have images of them, but we don't really expect them in real life. And if one shows up, it's going to be scary. I mean, I watched Touched by an Angel with Roma Downey way back when, and to the end of every episode, she'd be revealing to this person, "Well, I'm an angel," and her head would start shining, and it was always a happy, joyous thing. But now in reality, angels are scary. That's why we see throughout the Christmas story, whenever an angel shows up and speaks to a human, whether it's Mary or today in our passage, the shepherds, their first words, "Do not be afraid." Because in reality, it would be terrifying. And scripture tells us that the shepherds were terrified. And I want to take a few moments and say that they had legitimate reasons to be terrified. Shepherds were at the bottom rung of society. I mean, they're cute in our Christmas pageants, usually little boys in bathrobes and our little girls in bathrobes and holding crooks. But in real life, shepherds were the bottom rung. They were what you would do if you couldn't do anything else. You'd be sleeping out with sheep for weeks on end. You would be not bathed. You would eat what you could. And as a shepherd, your job was to protect the sheep. And there were big animals that loved to have lamb burger when they got a chance. And there was more than one shepherd who, in protecting their sheep from the big animals themselves, were killed. It was not a glamorous occupation by any means. So there was much for shepherds to be afraid of just in their own world, the wild animals and society looking down on them. There was much to be afraid of in that day and age, too. They were living under Roman occupation. And while historians talk almost romantically about the Pax Romana, that time when Rome ruled so much of the known world that there was peace throughout the world, it actually meant that there was a lot of military might. And they were living under an oppressive military government. So there was much for those shepherds to fear when the angels came and said, "Do not be afraid." I mean, have you ever been afraid? Of course, we all have. Have you ever been, for instance, driving to the grocery store and you're thinking about what you need and trying to remember to get the milk and the eggs and not to forget the bread, and suddenly a car pulls out in front of you and you have to stomp on the brakes? I mean, you've been in that type of situation. Well, the shopping list is the first thing that goes out of your head. And what happens physiologically are some very specific things, because we are wired to respond to threats, to respond to fear. And our body does a good job of putting us in fear mode. Immediately, your heart starts beating more quickly, right? And then you may find yourself panting for breath because your heart is pumping to enable you to outrun the mastodon that might have been chasing after you eons ago. Your breath is helping you so that you'll be ready to get those legs moving. You may find that your fingers get cold because your brain is immediately diverting your blood to those essential organs to get you out of that situation. Your stomach is going to stop working because, you know, you don't need to worry about digesting lunch if instead you're trying to prevent yourself from becoming lunch. And so there are all these things that happen when we get scared, and it just freezes us. Now, after that initial response, then, the cognitive part of our brain steps in to help us assess the risk. How scared do we really need to be? If we are walking along a road in Africa and we see a lion, all of those responses, those autonomic responses, are exactly what we need to get away from that lion and get to safety. If we're walking in the Kansas City Zoo and we see a lion, those responses may start briefly, but we know that that lion is behind bars or in an exhibit and that we are safe, and our cognitive brain tells us that we can back off. And fear, though, isn't just that instant moment, because fear can become something that we get stuck living in, too. We can live with anxiety, either ratcheted up or even lower level anxiety. And that also creates health problems because our bodies are wired to respond to fear. And what I want to tell you today is that fear becomes the enemy of joy. And joy is really what we want to talk about today. The angels came to see the shepherds, who were rightly scared to death. They hadn't seen angels ever. God had been silent, as far as anyone knew, for 400 years. Suddenly, they're angels. They were scared to death. And the angel said, "Do not be afraid. For behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy." We heard a different version today, but that's the version in our head. And the angels wanted to bring tidings of joy, but the first thing the angels needed to do was to get over the fear. Well, today I want to invite you, no matter where those places of fear are that you experience in your life, I invite you to set that fear beside you, so that joy can come into your life. Now, this joy that Christ brings us is not a joy because everything is perfect. If we're waiting for life to be perfect before we feel joyful, then we will be waiting a long time, and we likely won't get it this Christmas or next. No, because with the shepherds, they went, after the angel spoke to them these words of joy, they went and saw Jesus, and they worshiped, and they honored him. And then what did they do? They went back to their flocks. They went back to the danger. They went back to living under a military government. They went back to being on the low totem pole of society. Their situation did not change, but they had changed. Because by encountering Christ, the babe, They were given the opportunity to encounter joy. And I believe they took that joy with them. I believe that that next morning after they saw Jesus, the babe, I expect that the sheep were still there. They were still baaing, but perhaps the shepherds found some music in the baas. Maybe they looked around the same fields they'd been in for so long and noticed how the sunlight glinted off of the grass. Maybe they looked up in the stars at night from then on and remembered the joy of the starry night when the angels sang to them. Maybe they were able to allow joy into their lives, not because they were perfect, but because Christ was now a part of their experience and joy was possible. You see, we are being invited this season to set our fear aside and to open ourselves to the joyous songs of the angels. Not because there's nothing to fear, but because there is so much to rejoice. I want to share with you a poem by Wendell Berry. He speaks truth, I believe. He says, "When despair for the world grows in me, and I wake in the night at the least sound, in fear of what my life and my children's lives may be, I go and lie down where the wood drake rests in his beauty on the water and the great heron feeds. I come into the peace of wild things who do not tax their lives with forethought or of grief. I come into the presence of still water, and I feel above me the day-blind stars waiting for their light. For a time, I rest in the grace of the world and am free." We're being invited for a time, this Advent time, to rest in the grace of Jesus, the grace that's available to us. It can free us from our fears. It can open us for joy. It can give us a new way of being. And so I invite you, set aside your fears. Open yourself to the great joy of Christ. Will you pray with me? Oh Christ, for the gift that you have given us of yourself, for that promise of joy which is stronger even than our strongest fears, I give you thanks. Allow us to enter into that joy this season and beyond. Amen.